The Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is arriving. It will be available to qualifying Michigan residents in the coming weeks. Some communities have already received doses. This is huge in terms of having another source for vaccine doses. But the messaging around the Johnson & Johnson rollout has become somewhat garbled. Chad Livengood, senior editor at Crain's Detroit, has had an eye on this in Southeast Michigan, and he joins us now. Chad, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, April.
How is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine different from the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines?
Well, Johnson & Johnson tested in a different trial at a different time of the pandemic. Later in the pandemic, the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines were tested in U.S. trials back last spring and into the summer and early fall. And Johnson & Johnson came along when there were new and different mutations and variants of the COVID-19 virus out in our bodies and spreading in our population. So you can't compare how they held up. They're not apples to apples because they're not done at the same time period. And as they found out, Johnson & Johnson was 70% effective when it came to preventing mild to moderate cases of COVID-19. But Johnson & Johnson was 100% effective in preventing death, which is ultimately what we want to do here.
Yeah. How did Michigan get in line for these doses? Do you know?
Just like every other state, there was an initial allocation that came out, and Michigan got its 82,000 and some odd doses. That was for an initial, basically what Johnson & Johnson had on stock in the warehouse. And then now Johnson & Johnson is having to ramp up its production after they got emergency approval from the FDA about 10 days ago in order to get into more of a sequenced delivery of the vaccine, some of which is going to actually be produced by a pharmaceutical manufacturer in Grand Rapids. So we also can add Johnson & Johnson along with Pfizer being produced at the Pfizer plant in Portage outside of Kalamazoo to Michigan, contributing to the arsenal of health.
Do we know which communities will be getting the first groups of doses?
Well, there already was an allocation across the state based on how the state has been allocating them. And that's where the things got a little messy last week. Detroit got a shipment of 6,200 vaccine doses of Johnson & Johnson. And Mayor Mike Duggan bizarrely sort of turned them away and then came out Thursday last week and sort of doubled down and said that he was not allowing Johnson & Johnson shots to be used because he deemed it sort of an inferior vaccine.
Right. There's an important point to be made here about how language played out in what he said and the meaning of effectiveness versus efficacy. We'll be talking about that later in the program. We hear Duggan's going to address this again, maybe as soon as tonight. Since he changed his stance, do you know if the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be available in Detroit?
It will be. They say they will have it ready by the end of the month when Johnson & Johnson's going to have a new shipment to Michigan that Detroit and other cities will be ready to administer it. This is a one-shot vaccine versus the Moderna and Pfizer that require 4 to 3 weeks, respectively, for a second shot. So this is a little more easier to handle and to administer. You could use it in more mobile settings. You could use it to vaccine the homeless. You could go door to door if you wanted. You wouldn't have to have this really complex system of scheduling people and also making sure you have enough doses for their second shot in 3 to 4 weeks, which has really proved to be a bit of a headache for some of these local health departments.
Yeah, as if vaccines hadn't become politicized enough, Michigan's 7 Catholic bishops have issued a statement saying that they find the Johnson & Johnson vaccines morally acceptable. Let's take our time and unpack this a little bit. It's kind of involved. Can you fill folks in on what exactly it is they're taking issue with?
They're taking issue with the cells that are used that come from fetal material, and that they're taking sort of a line here that this is. This is a vaccine that's been produced with some some affiliation with abortion, and then obviously the Catholic Church is opposed to abortion. So this is, you know, this has happened again in the previous times when there's been a vaccine, the Catholic Church will, you know, disapprove of it, or some other church might disapprove of it, and that has, you know, kind of added to the discourse about vaccines in our society, and caused some of the problems we've seen where we have, you know, random outbreaks of diseases we thought we got rid of long ago. And so that is the stance that the Archdiocese of Detroit and I believe in Saginaw and other parts of the state have taken sort of opposed to Johnson & Johnson. There's no evidence, we should note, of Mayor Mike Duggan, who is Catholic. He has not made any kind of comments to that regard. His initial comments were, Johnson & Johnson is a very good vaccine. Moderna and Pfizer are the best. And by him labeling them the best, he kind of set the stage for some, you know, some doubt. He sowed some doubt in the public, it seems, about the vaccine. And we just kind of get some feedback now around town. People say, well, I heard Moderna and Pfizer were the best because the mayor said so. And he has now since walked those comments back. I will note that Mayor Duggan got a phone call from the White House last week, and they eventually stepped in and kind of made some comments that he was now eager to receive the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
We should say that the ball is in play within the church about this. The Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith declared back in December that it was morally acceptable to take a vaccine that had been tested using a line of stem cells that originated from an abortion legally obtained. I mean, while this is getting sorted out, Chad, do you think that the bishop's statement carries enough weight to deter some folks in Metro Detroit from getting vaccinated?
People do listen to these folks in religious positions. They also listen to politicians too. So I think there will be some hesitancy by some in taking the vaccine, and that could cause some additional problems with getting mass acceptance. I mean, if we have a goal here of getting everybody over 16 to get 70% of that population vaccinated, that's 7 million people. We've got a long ways to go in this state to get anywhere near that. And any entity, whether it's a religious institution or a political institution like Mike Duggan, coming out and making comments that would deter people will probably make that goal harder to obtain.
Chad, speaking of Detroit, you've been doing some reporting on the federal stimulus package. I wondered what you've been able to learn about how much of the $1.9 trillion included in the bill might be headed our way.
Yeah, there is a significant amount of money coming to Michigan. The state of Michigan itself is expecting about $5.6 billion, and we are expecting $4 billion for local government. That's according to a couple of one of the House committee's analysis of the bill. And specifically, there is an $879 million appropriation for the city of Detroit. This would be the fifth largest in the country behind Philadelphia, LA, Chicago, and New York. And it's based on some type of formula that factors in poverty. And obviously, Detroit is one of the most impoverished cities in America. And so this is a significant amount of money. Just for context, it's about 80% of the city of Detroit's annual budget. And it well exceeds whatever Detroit has lost in tax revenue in the pandemic from income tax or casino taxes when the casinos were shut down. It's almost a sevenfold increase over what the city lost in income tax over the past year or so. So this is going to be an interesting thing to watch play out in how Detroit decides to spend this money, and also the state of Michigan. $5.6 billion is on top of the $5 billion that the Congress sent the state in December. So this is a significant $10 billion windfall in Lansing right now that Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the legislature are going to have, I'm sure, a lot of disagreements over how to spend.
Chad, which would you say is more relevant in terms of Michigan's economic situation right now? Is it the revenue that's been lost during the past year or the increased costs that have come along with responding to the pandemic?
There's definitely been increased costs in the testing, contact tracing, all the vaccination work. All that is very, very costly. But then lost revenue is a mixed picture. I mean, Detroit was projecting $85 million lost in income tax this year alone, just from people working from home. And that in anybody who works in Detroit and lives in the suburbs is probably claiming some tax relief or a tax return right now, refund. And so cities were already bracing for a lot of problems as a result of all the things that have happened in the past year. So again, for Detroit to get $879 million is a significant, aid for the city at this time.
Chad Livengood, senior editor at Crain's Detroit. You can read his work online, including that recent story about the stimulus and how much of it's headed our way. Chad, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, April.
We just wanted to make clear that medical experts agree the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is effective and will play an important part in moving the nation toward herd immunity. If you're still trying to figure out what that 75% efficacy means, hang on. We're going to get an explainer later in the show with Dr. Howard Markell from the University of Michigan.